Okay, lovely to see you all. Glad I didn't put you off last week, but you're back again. And this lovely, it was wet weather today, but it's turned out very nice tonight, and we're here in the Lord's presence. And we've even got lollipops at the end, so you won't go away without anything. And thanks for coming, and thanks for your prayers for us in God's work. We're going to read a little passage in Jonah, in the Old Testament, Jonah chapter 4, just not the whole chapter, just a little part of it, and I'm sure God will bless. Jonah and chapter 4, and verse 5 says, Jonah went out, sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter and sat in its shade, waited to see what would happen to the city. My, if we just all sat back and waited to see what would happen to Paisley, my, what would we be like? Well, that's what Jonah did anyway. Then the Lord God provided a vine, made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head and ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about the vine. But at dawn the next day, the Lord provided a worm which chewed the vine so that it withered. And when the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind. And the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint and wanted to die and said, it would be better for me to die than to live. But God said to Jonah, do you have a right to be angry about the vine? I do, he said. I'm angry enough to die. But the Lord said, you've been concerned about this vine. Though you did not tend it or make it grow, it sprang up overnight and died overnight. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about that great city? And so it ends with a question. And God saying, should I not be concerned with a great big city like Nineveh? Thank you for your help over so many years. Those of you who are friends, old friends, with our ministry and with the Jesus bus, another wee picture of it up there. Pray for the wee bus this week. You'll notice it's not here again.